The spotlight glares on China as believers speak out. Christians in India are helping thousands of trafficked women and their children find hope. And a ministry rescues orphans through the local church in Zambia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The United Nations reviews China's human rights record today. The glare of the spotlight on rights abuses is the last thing China wants. But China Aid Association's Bob Fu says persecution of Christians has taken a dramatic upswing. Will the church benefit from global attention?
We are not optimistic because the year 2009 is the 60th anniversary of the Communist Party's rule. It's the 20th anniversary of Tiananmen Square.
That's two sensitive anniversaries, Fu says.
The Chinese society entered into the most volatile time of history. So the Chinese government already tried to neutralize the so-called threat, and unfortunately the house church is still listed as their target.
As for stopping the gospel,
I think the effect will be contrary to what the Communist Party want to accomplish. That is an even bigger revival and more growth of the church.
Elsewhere, between 100 and 200,000 women are trapped in sex trafficking in Mumbai, India alone. Katie Fielder says India Partners has joined hands with a ministry in Mumbai to rescue them.
We're very excited about this organization. They are doing amazing work, not only with the women, but with their children. And not only with helping them be rescued from the bondage, but also with their physical, spiritual, and emotional health.
The ministry has focused much of its attention on children of the trafficked mothers.
They have these preschool centers that they've opened all throughout the red light district, as well as a feeding center and a night shelter where kids can come and spend most of the day getting education, singing songs, getting a nutritious meal. And then at night, if they need a place to go to be safe, they have that opportunity available to them.
Shelters for women build trust so they can eventually share the gospel, too. Doctors, counselors, funding, and prayers are needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. We begin a three-part series today on Every Orphan's Hope's work in Zambia. In part one of our series, Mission Network News' Elisa Whiteman tells us politically, Zambia welcomes their work.
Zambia has been a relatively stable region for the last 40 years, and the government has supported the work of Every Orphan's Hope with its millions of Zambian orphans. The organization's CEO, Gary Schneider, says,
we have received a lot of access and support from the government, not necessarily financial support, but them cutting through red tape, really seeing the church as a key stakeholder in raising up this generation of orphans.
The ministry has been working through local churches to follow up on orphans they've helped. The churches try to be Christ to these kids, but sometimes don't have enough resources. Some Western churches like yours have stepped up to help provide for them. Tune in tomorrow to learn how you can help. Mission Network News, Elisa Whiteman.
Meanwhile, would you ever imagine God's family to flourish in a Hindu kingdom? Over 700,000 believers profess Christ as Savior in Nepal, where Hinduism reigns as the state religion. IN Network's ministry in Nepal includes education, ministry training, and church planting. One church recently saw over 800 believers, according to an IN Network report. 65 churches have been planted in Nepal over the last 10 years. Praise God for this report and pray for His continued work in Nepal. And Youth for Christ is changing lives, not only in Maryland, but in the Dominican Republic as well. Local businesses in Baltimore City donated supplies to the area YFC branch, and volunteers collected items and packed them for shipment. Supplies were shipped to a small town in the Dominican Republic recovering from a 2007 hurricane. Leaders expect a life-changing experience for the Baltimore youth who will be acting as the hands and feet of Christ there. You could help by praying for this group or by supporting your local YFC. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.